Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one account on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Park Ranger Zach Hayworth about springtime at Lake Darling. All right, so it's springtime in Southeast Iowa, which means that it's kind of the beginning of probably your busy season there at Lake Darling. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Along with the nice weather always comes with an influx of visitors, and whether they are there to, you know, enjoy the day use activities or spend time in the campground or cabins, we just always start to see an uptick in this time of year as the weather improves.
All right. Any idea, like, what your numbers have been like so far?
Well, we're just now, getting into it. It's obviously still March, you know, and we're very blessed to have the nice weather that we have been having lately. So, numbers are still, as compared to, June, July, and August, are obviously very, very much down. But for it still being March, I'd say there's still pretty good usage at the park. As far as the cabins, they've been very busy throughout the whole winter, and especially here in this month. And then we're just seeing, as the weather allows, we're seeing a lot of day use folks and people getting out there fishing and walking the trails and just enjoying everything that the park has to offer.
What are some of the services that people can take advantage of from the park? I think you've done boat rentals in the past.
Absolutely, and we are going to continue to offer those this year. We're looking to have the boat rental operation up and going probably around Memorial Day weekend. And, the hours and the days of it being open are still to be determined. We have to balance, our staffing as far as the workers we have at the park with the amount of people who are there wishing to rent boats and trying to find that even balance of still being able to perform all the maintenance required at the park as well as providing that service to folks that really do enjoy it. So we're hoping to have it open Memorial weekend, and we hope folks get out there and take advantage of it while it's open.
All right. Now, you did mention the four-season cabins. At what point do you start having people check those out for an entire week?
That will start right around Memorial Day weekend is when the week rental restriction applies to those cabins. So from Memorial Day to Labor Day, if you reserve in advance, it would be a week rental. However, if any one of those cabins do not get rented for that week in the summertime, whichever week it may be, we can rent them out at the park office, on a first-come, first-served basis for just a two-night minimum. So folks, if they're not quite sure they want to make that week commitment, that's fine. They can always give us a call on Tuesday afternoon to inquire about availability, and if we have one open for that week, we'd be more than happy to rent it out to them.
All right. Have you seen many available cabins, like, over the last couple months even?
I did peek ahead, into June, July, and August just to see kind of, what we can expect as far as, once summer gets here. And there are actually a lot of reservations already made for those week rentals. There are still a few open here and there, but for the most part, they're really getting booked up, and, up until Memorial Day weekend, so from right now till Memorial Day, it's just two-night minimum reservations. We're seeing a lot of reservations, that are still being made for now up to Memorial Day weekend, taking advantage of that two-day window.
All right, so now the cabins have been open for what, like 6 months now?
Yeah, we opened them up there at the end of August.
What kind of feedback have you been getting? Because I know that's something that you were interested in hearing about the cabins.
Yeah, it's overwhelmingly been positive. We had a lot of folks who were really, chomping at the bit, per se, to stay in those cabins. And so we've had a lot of positive feedback and also things that, that folks would like to see offered in the cabins. And, we take all those suggestions under advisement, and it's a balancing act of, what we are able to provide is also provided in other cabins around the state in order to maintain consistency among all of Iowa state parks and the cabins. So we're taking those comments accordingly and improving the best that we can to offer a great service.
All right. Would you say that having the cabins open over the winter was really beneficial to the overall park attendance from the year?
Absolutely. They were a draw to bring people out to the park in a time of year when the parks see a lot lower usage. This year, we weren't as fortunate with ice conditions to bring a lot of folks out ice fishing, and hopefully that'll, change in the future. But as far as just usage in the winter, it is evident that it has increased with the addition of those new cabins.
All right. You mentioned ice fishing. We had a very, very mild winter. So you mentioned that people have been heading out onto the lake just for regular fishing now?
Absolutely. There's been, boat traffic in and out of the lake. Once we get, a little more consistent warm weather and things like that, we're going to get the docks put in, or the courtesy docks that folks can use to board their boats at the boat ramps. We'll get those put in. But we have had a lot of folks out, you know, fishing from shore as well as out on the lake fishing. And this can be a very good time of year to take advantage of getting into that early season bite.
Well, do you have anything else that you'd like to let people know about Lake Darling in the spring?
Nope, we're just looking forward to another great recreational year out there at the park, and we're looking for another safe year, knock on wood, that we haven't had anything catastrophic happen, and hope to keep it that way. And we hope folks help us maintain the parks, you know, as far as picking up their litter or picking up any litter for that matter. We always appreciate that help. But no, we're just looking forward to another great year and probably a very busy year.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Zach Hayworth. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.